Welcome to the Healthy Mindfuck Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Chris Lee. This show is completely dedicated to giving you the stories, strategies, and top performance hacks from extraordinary minds around the globe. Without further ado, let's dive right in. Good morning and happy Monday. Welcome to everyone's weird favorite segment of like coffee in the car with Chris. If you're new to the show, this is like basically some little blips that I get in my day where I've got 10, 15 minute drives, trying to provide you some frameworks or ways to like regulate through life. And because today is Monday, what I want to do is kind of talk through how I am trying to stack up my week for success, peace, and productivity, all at the same time, all without having to focus on any of those things. And there is some little like squeaky wheel that I have learned to oil along the way, because those are all outcomes that I desire, but the outcome is not the solution to itself. And I have had to realize that in like the most painful way, that happiness is a destination that is a journey, and walking that journey is the outcome that allows me to experience the thing in and of itself. And it sounds weird and squirrely, but this is how I stack my Mondays up. So typically on a Monday, and I try to do this as much as I can, and I'm just saying this out of transparency that I am not perfect in how I do this, but typically on Monday, I try to wake up 15 to 20 minutes earlier. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't, but always on a Monday at some point in time, even in busy schedules, I cut out 15 to 30 minutes and really reflect upon what my Sunday review was, which is exactly what I did last night. And that Sunday review really looks at like three things. What did I learn last week? Where did it come from? Do I want to keep it? So it's the L3 exercise that a lot of people have heard me do. I typically do this at the end of the day, either in my journal app on my iPhone, or I am a huge pen to paper person, as a lot of you know, and I'm asking, what did I learn? What did I love? What do I want to let go? And the L4 that I've been testing out has been, where do I want to level up? And on Mondays, I go back and I look at my Sunday review. And the point of this is really turning on that self-awareness aspect of life and saying like, well, what really worked last week, and living life kind of through an elimination diet of, well, last week, you know what really didn't work inside of business, or you know what really did work, or what did I really learn last week? So right now, online and social media and things like that, we're learning to scale up. And one of my biggest fears in that, as we start to scale, is that I love the community that we have. I truly, truly think that our online community, and not just our paid memberships and things like that, but on social media, we have a really cool little family there. People are authentic and able to express and be honest and transparent and all of those different things. And one of my fears was, as I start to onboard different members to support people in getting to their goals, that it might feel like salesy, or it might start to like feel like weird and squirrely and all of those different things. And working through my own inner limitations to all of that and the imposter syndrome that might come up, or like losing people because it just doesn't feel good anymore, is something that I've been personally working through, because in the way of my goal was myself and the fear that comes with that. So better understanding, well, okay, this is my fear, and how am I evolving that fear? That's been a huge, huge metric for me in determining success, is that the fear is always going to be there. That fear of, man, this is going to have to evolve, because if it doesn't evolve and it stays the same, then honestly, like, I'm just going to keep living this pattern over and over again. So as I'm scaling, as I'm onboarding, as I'm shifting, what are the ways that, number one, I want to feel? And this is one of the things that I teach all my burnout groups, all of my businesses, is that you want to have a business that builds around a lifestyle, not a lifestyle that builds around a business. So with that thing in mind, as I'm scaling, as I'm having longer days than I typically would, am I still experiencing joy? And am I ensuring that the systems and strategies that I am deploying right now are not going to be maintained through the use of my time? And what that really looks like right now, like in the most practical way that I can possibly share, is that right now, as I'm working more hours than I typically would, I'm investing more hours, but those investments are going to pay off in the next month to 2-3 months, where I will get back my normal working hours so that I can do the things that I truly love right now too. And I'm not just going to continue to work like 9-10 hour days, just to be busy and not productive. So I'm always looking at some of those like metrics and indications. And one of the things that I've been learning more and more about has been, okay, how can I take feedback and accept it, but not implement all of that? So I have my little circle of influence. I've got my relationships. I've got all the things in my life that I'm always asking for feedback in, of like, well, is there blind spots in my life that you can see? And the really simple like question that you can ask people in your life, if you're really open to it, are, what are the three things, especially in a relationship, like what are the three things that I did really well this week? And what are the three things that I can improve upon? And if you can start to find those really simple schedules, what it does is it starts to catch a lot of things that tend to fall through the cracks. And those things that fall through the cracks, sometimes they're small and they're really not meaningful, but sometimes the little things fall through are essentially what end up putting like a tiny pebble in your shoe as you're trying to walk the marathon of life. And after 4 or 5 miles, you suddenly have a sore spot. And after another 4 or 5 miles, you're like, oh my gosh, this thing is embedded into my foot. I got to get it out. Even the smallest piece of sand that slips through sometimes in the wrong high friction environments can create chaos. Even though if you would have checked and like, you know, done the whole thing, like when you're hiking, you always check, make sure your feet are dry and clean. You got to keep those types of mindsets as you're moving through. So as I move through my life, I'm always looking for friction points, and I'm always looking for places where, okay, is my physical fitness good? Is my sleep good? Is my nutrition well? And then after that, once I have that base platform, because that's always going to be the thing that I choose to lean on, because those are yes and no's, and I can always control the yes and no's of like, well, did I work out today? If it's like, oh, I'm out of time, what needs to get eliminated? Because if I'm not physically fit and I'm not eating well, I'm not drinking well, water in that regard, or man, maybe I drank like 3 or 4 cups of coffee today instead of like my standard 2, like holy cow, like where are all those things coming from? It gives me permission to really look and say, is this working? Because if you're living in this loop over and over again, there has to be something that changes, because if you don't change and you're stuck in your ways, this is like the bend to break model, not the bend to get stronger and build resilience. So on this fine Monday, what it's starting to look like and like the key metrics that I'm diving into are, all right, I need to get my new person who's going to help us out with social media and like better connecting my calendar to other people that want to join cohorts and things. I got to get them onboarded, who is going to be, it's going to be an awesome thing. Like we really vetted out. We found like an awesome, awesome human being. And it's like, all right, we got to do that. And then making sure that I'm not micromanaging, because that's also part of like the company is like, I don't want to go do those things. So I am starting to build what it is that I do want by first looking at the negative space of what I don't want. And this is like an artist trick that somebody told me, and I really like the model of it, of when you're drawing something, and I am like learning to like sketch more and more. I have a really good friend that lives in town where I'm at, and we kind of do little philosophy circles Fridays and Saturdays when we can. And in between there, he's been like teaching me how to sketch, because it's something that I've wanted to like learn how to do. And it's like, okay, well, you draw the negative space around the object first. And what shapes do you see that are around the object? And then fill in the object once the negative space is there. Because if you can fill in the negative space really quickly, you'll realize that like 90% of like the job is already done. Everyone wants to focus on like the thing that they're drawing. But if you can focus around it, things really start to shift and change. And then once you get clarity of what's around it, then focus on the thing, because the outline's already there and it's just to connect the dot at the point. And I've taken that indication and I've moved it into a lot of different things. So I get clarity between what I do and do not want, and both of them are not better or worse. They're both just data points for me to drive further into purpose and passion and living a life that feels fulfilling. So doing some of those things, getting somebody onboarded, and then in the midst of all of that, One of the biggest things, one of the most important things are the relationships in my life, which is a new season. A lot of times, like I talk about the relationships and, you know, everyone's favorite chicken farmer, Nathan Boggs, and how we met, and Dr. Jamal, and my brother, and Sarah, and like all the people in my life that are just so important. And that also means like my interpersonal relationships, which is like the really close ones, whether that be my girlfriend or that be how I'm parenting. Those are the ones that are like in the inner circle. Those are the ones that have kind of like interwoven themselves in my life and taken a deeper look into how can I show up this week and be a more present father? How can I show up this week and be better at listening? How can I like really like not try to force understanding or like seek to unpack somebody's needs, but really just hold space for them instead? And we are so blind oftentimes to what we think someone wants versus what they actually need. And oftentimes I can only speak for myself here, try to go out and fix a lot of things when really it doesn't need to be fixed. It just needs to be witnessed. Because if somebody builds an association that you're always the one that's using their own self-awareness to fix or correct, they're actually not creating enough stress and chaos to break those patterns. So holding that space has been like one of the most beautiful, painful things of my life. But really learning to do that it's a whole thing. That's a whole nother podcast. So going through and doing my due diligence with that and really looking at how I showed up last week and asking myself or asking the people in my life, you know, how can I be a better dad for you to my daughter? How can I be a better partner to you, to my girlfriend? Like things like that. And then having the hard discussion, because if you can get through the hard discussion and really take feedback, and I'm like, this is something that I am genuinely working on, take that feedback and move it into a model of like, oh, well, thank you for that feedback, but like, that's not true at all. And stop being so defensive, because like, I just get defensive. But the more that I have those conversations, the more that I'm able to have data points where I don't have to be like that. I can take those different data points and perspectives that other people have and really feel into my body now and say like, okay, I can totally see how that is true for you. And I really appreciate that. And you're able to like speak what you need from me. And I'm trying to make sure that I can also meet those needs without the sacrifice of my own perspectives or my own boundaries or any of the other goodies inside of there. And that's why relationships sometimes are challenging. Oftentimes are challenging because there's things to jumble, there's things to practice, and there's things to implement. So my 2 cents and a nickel for today is that, number one, really taking contrast from what was working last week and then asking, where can I level up? But the real juice for your nervous system is asking, well, what didn't work? Because if you can understand that 90% of the lessons that you're going to learn are all going to come from the failures in your life, and really learning to love the struggle, because it's just going to be there. Like, and I don't have a negative association with struggle. Struggle is like the best university teacher ever. And really looking at the contrast that I so choose to have in those worlds gives me permission to step up into my life this week differently. Because one of the things that, number one, I fear the most is that I will have slipped backwards. And I have all these like benchmarks set up, because the model in my head is that if you've ever climbed something like really steep, like Stone Mountain in Georgia, or something like a rock wall, there's always like those benchmarks. There's always like footholds. There's always places. And the only way to slip is to kind of give up. If you completely let go and you just let yourself fall. But even if I slip, there's always going to be something there to catch me. And that's the systems and the strategies and the schedules that are always inside of there. So the real simple takeaway that I want you guys to have for this is to take a deeper look into, what do you desire this week? And really making those goals. And then if you really want to turn your goal into a habit mentally and emotionally as well, look towards like intrinsic rewards. How can you look forward to something in your life? What can that thing really look like? Or how do you want it to look? Or if it's not yet created or you haven't experienced it yet, again, another beautiful metric, but put yourself in that state of curiosity. Because oftentimes we disappoint ourselves not knowing exactly what that desire is. It's like, I'm hungry for something, but I don't know what it is. And people are always like, well, is it a banana? Is it an apple? Is it this? Is it this? When the best thing that you can do is really say, okay, what is it not? Right? That's like one of the fastest pathways to get clarity is really starting to look at the negative of those things. So inviting yourself into some of those spaces has been one of the most awesome tools. So without further ado, my friends, go in and have an extraordinary week. As a friendly reminder, our Better Brains Burnout Executive Cohort name is still in the workshop, but our Leaders Unlocked group, which is really an executive coaching group for people that are in transition, is still taking on applications. We start in just over a week from today. So if you're curious about joining into one of my groups or one of my cohorts or just evolving yourself using self-regulation and being held to higher standards, there should be a link inside of the show notes here where you can check out our application process, which is just for ease of sake, it's booking a call. And if the call and the metrics that we're looking at for how you might need to be in the group just don't match what we can do, you'll get an email from us. And that's just how this process is working right now. And it's fun and awesome. And I hope to see you inside of there. But I hope at the very least you have an amazing Monday and maybe you got some cool information out of this. Talk to you guys soon. Have a great day.